All right, man. Let's go ahead and start it then.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you?
Awesome, awesome. I've got my coffee here, and I'm ready to do part two of our icky outsource plan. What was part one about?
Dude, I don't even remember. I was thinking about it earlier. It was just the general concept that we're talking about getting free article writers and such.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting because what we're doing with our icky outsource plan is giving you a way where you can get all your articles written for free, websites designed for free, blogs for free. So we're putting a plan together. So part one, if you miss that, is the underlying thread or the theory behind it and how you put it all together. And part two today is going to be on how to find the article writers, the website designers, so on and so forth. And then part three is how to find your co-op partner. So today's going to be pretty exciting because you can find stuff so cheap out there. And if you're letting a few bucks stop you from hiring folks, you don't need to do that. So, kind of what we wanted to do is there's about three, what about 300 or 3,000 different places where you can find somebody to hire? I don't know, somewhere around there. Somewhere between 300 and 3,000, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, there's a ridiculous amount.
So, what we've decided to do is just give you a couple, like a handful, that work really well for us. And I think, Matt, we're going to let you kick this off. You're pretty good at this stuff, finding real low cost, quality folks. And why don't you give them a little idea how you go about doing it?
Okay. And yeah, I want to say the key word to what you just said is that they're quality still. Even though I do find really low cost people, it's still quality.
Awesome.
Yeah, because on reading forums and stuff, I've seen a lot of people get burned when they try to go for the low cost stuff. But basically, I mean, you want me to just go ahead and outline the whole process I go
Yeah, and
through?
I'll just ask you questions like maybe if you get too advanced or too ninja on people.
Okay. So, like we said, there are tons of different ways to do it. My favorite website to hire people from is one called odesk.com, and it's just the letter O and then desk.com.
Okay.
And basically what that is, it's a site where people like me looking to hire people can meet up and find other people that are looking to find, online work.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like what eBay does for products. People have products that they want to sell, the sellers, and then eBay brings the buyers and sellers together. So something similar to that. Right. Okay.
You post a job and then people reply, applying for the job and stuff. So same concept.
How would that differ from and some people might have heard of this, but Elance.com or Scriptlance.com. Is there a difference between Odesk and them?
No, I mean, I'm sure they all have their little differences, but it's the same concept, the same idea. It's just I've had the best results at Odesk, so that's one I'm the most loyal to.
Okay. All right, I got you. So what do you do at Odesk there?
All right, well, we'll just use the example of article writer for now.
Okay.
So if I'm looking for an article writer, they have sections on everything. I mean, if you need a designer, an article writer, sales copywriter, anything you need, you can find it there. So you'll go to post a job,
Okay.
and you get to pick the category. So you tell it, which category you want it to go in. And there's nothing real fancy to it. I mean, you can have it up and running in 5 minutes, but you post your job, you put a title. And, there's not even really a trick to it. My titles are always really boring. Like if I'm looking for an article writer, I just say article writer.
Right.
I don't put anything fancy or any, I don't use any sales copy techniques to get more views.
Right.
I haven't needed to do that at all. But then you just go through, you put in, the most important part is your ad, the description of your job.
Okay.
And I think the reason that I've been so successful with that is that I say exactly what I'm looking for. I tell them I'm looking for a quality writer, and I always use the words, "At this time, I can only pay $2 an article," or whatever your budget is.
Okay, interesting.
I say I'm looking for a long-term relationship, and in the future, if things, go well,
Right.
there will be room for raises and advancement. But I always say that I'm looking for a good writer, just that's willing to start at $2 an hour. The things that you also need to include, I definitely say that you need to see their samples.
Okay.
Because, you know, people, if someone, I actually say in there, I say, if you don't send me a sample, your application will be thrown out.
Gotcha.
So if someone doesn't send me a sample of their writing, I don't even look at it. I don't even look at their application.
So this is a real quick recap. You don't make your title fancy. One of your key secrets is in being super specific on exactly what you want them to do.
Exactly.
And then you tell them that you're looking for a long-term relationship, or basically you're offering them a position to where if they do well for you, then they will have basically long-term money coming in.
Yeah, and see, that's one of the reasons that I really think that it works well for me, is that I have is being specific and letting people know exactly what you're looking for, and also the fact that I offer, you know, the long-term relationship. I think people really
gotcha. Like that. And then you ask them for a sample.
Yes.
Awesome. And then if they don't provide you a sample, then they're kicked the curb.
Which, I mean, you don't always have to do that, because.
Well, I think it's a great idea. So how many responses do you normally get if you can?
Oh man, about 50.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, on average, over the course of a couple of days.
Let's stop here, because this is pretty amazing to me. You're offering $2 an article, and you're getting like 50 responses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are these coming from all different countries, or is there a specific country they're normally coming from, or?
Actually, they do come from several different. The main one is the Philippines.
Okay.
The next big one is India, but I get a lot of USA writers to apply for the job.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, the USA writers, they usually quote me, because they can quote their own price too, and they usually quote me higher than the $2. And I'm not against going higher
sure.
at all, but you know, it comes down to the samples. You know, I read through the samples, I find who is the best, you know, and you know, so far the Philippines has been my biggest success rate, because they're very affordable.
Okay. Gotcha. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say they're very affordable. And I've hired some writers there that, I mean, I guess English is their second language. I've never really asked, but I mean, they could seriously outwrite me. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you suck anyways, man.
But that's true. No, I've actually thought about hiring them to write my college paper.
There you go. There's probably smart college kids out there doing that, man. They're just like partying all the time. They got somebody outsourced in the Philippines to do all their homework and stuff.
I think it is a genius plan with some of the writers I've found. They get better grades than I would.
Yeah, I got you. So I was just going to make a comment, and this is kind of hypey and stuff, but I don't really think it is. But you, so let me just ask you, you're finding article writers that are writing you articles for $2 an article.
Yep.
Now, let me just say this. This sounds kind of hypey. How can you not get rich in this country if you live in the United States or the UK, when you can find $2 article writers?
I don't know.
It's amazing.
It is.
Go ahead now. I just had to get that out there.
No, I'd like to add to that. I've had times when I bought, you know, packs of 10 articles from these writers. And so I've got $20 into this pack of 10 articles. I get like two articles up, and I'm already getting sales.
Oh, yeah.
And like one sale will pay for the entire pack. And then once I get them all up, they all get sales.
Yeah. So every content provider that I have, it works very much the same way, whether I'm selling the articles on the second market or like I've got a girl that I pay every week to write articles, but she's paid for because the articles are already up, pay her salary. You know,
yeah.
It's awesome. So let me ask you this. So you put in an ad in, you get like 50 responses. What's Matt Davis's secret on wading through all those 50 responses?
Really, there is no secret. I look at them as soon as they come in, and you know, I decide right then if I like them or not.
Okay.
At that point, I throw them kind of into a pool of whether I like or whether I dislike.
Okay.
You know, I wait. A couple.
Is it just gut level, or maybe you can give people listening some, because we're not all as probably as good as you are at making that like, dislike, you know, so what's helped you out?
A key thing, actually, this is what I wanted to get to next, is that I check out their sample, and if that's good, you know, I like it to sound more natural.
Okay.
I don't want it to sound like they went and like read words out of a dictionary or something like that.
You right.
Know, a lot of big words. I want them to be good writers, not, you know, not good like looking up word people.
Technically proficient, right? Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest problems that I have is you can find somebody that writes technically well, but puts you to sleep by the second paragraph or second sentence. So somebody that can write with some type of emotion, unless you're just writing on something that's completely boring topic, but okay, I gotcha.
Another thing, I don't really put a lot of weight into this, but so far, I've had a lot of success actually hiring people with a degree.
Okay.
They're in the Philippines, but they have a degree.
And you're blowing my freaking mind, man. So you're hiring people with a degree for $2 an article. Go ahead. Sorry.
One of them was even an RN. I hired a registered nurse, you know, to write articles. Uh-huh. And I paid her better than, you know, at $2 an article, I was paying her better than what she would make as an RN.
Man. From the Philippines?
Yeah, from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. That's one of the things I wanted to address earlier, actually. There's a lot of talk online about hiring people in the Philippines and paying them $2 an article being unethical. I disagree with that completely because I'm at $2 an article, I'm giving them a better lifestyle than they're going to get. You know, they're happy with it and I'm happy with it.
Right.
I'm ripping anybody off here.
Well, anytime, I've traveled all over the world, you know, in my younger days, and there is just an economic difference. When I go, I've spent some time in the Philippines. When I go to the Philippines, I mean, you know, beer here at the time, beer in the U.S., you know, you go to a bar or whatever. I was a sailor, by the way, so we judge all the economies by beer. Okay, so if you know, beer in Hong Kong costs $5, you know, and it was $1.25 in, you know, the base in the States, then, you know, Hong Kong had a really pretty good economy and strong, you know, really strong. But that's how we base the economies. But you don't go to a bar in the Philippines and when they, you know, when they're only one a quarter, you don't pay them a quarter. Well, we pay $1.25 in the States, so I'm just going to give you that. That's ridiculous. That's silly.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, when you're in that country, you know, you pay the prices that you pay and such. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, there isn't anything wrong with it. It's just there's a lot of talk. I don't know if you pay attention to many of the forums online, but there's a lot of talk about a lot of people getting upset about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's nothing, you know, it's business, and we're not cheating anybody at all. They willingly do it.
Right.
You know, they make better money. Like I said, that one made better money working for me than she did as an RN.
Sure, sure.
But anyway, the next thing that I wanted to get to is that they'll also, on Odesk, I don't know if the other sites work like this, but on Odesk, they send you a cover letter along with their stuff. And so one thing you always want to check for is make sure that their sample, the writing in their sample matches up with the writing in their cover letter.
Okay.
Because I've gotten some.
They'll get different articles from somebody else.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
When they write their cover letter, I can't understand a thing that they write, but their sample is written perfectly. So like, obviously, that's not their sample.
Okay, I got you. Good. That's a good point there. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, most people would catch that, but
now I'm assuming it. You could, and I don't want to, you know, bust out your technique, but I'm assuming that you could probably say, hey, why don't you write me a short couple paragraphs on the, you know, raising alpacas and just see what they, you know, it's kind of like a little test for them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That would be a great, you know, second line of defense for sure. And that's what I actually forgot to mention this in the description. I use the words that this is a trial.
Okay.
Know, we're hiring on a trial period. So, you know, everyone does know that if they don't live up to their, you know, what the expectations that they set with their application, that, you know, I'm going to have to let them go.
Right.
Someone else.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I think it's very good to be specific about that. But anyway, in their cover letters, you know, you do that, you look, make sure everything matches up. And then, you know, basically that's about it. Over a course of 48 hours, you're probably going to get anywhere from 30 to 50 applicants.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, and then it comes down to just deciding which one you like the most. And it's not like I only get one good one out of those. I usually get, you know, a couple handfuls of like great riders. I've had really hard decisions, you know, trying to figure out which one to hire before.
That's amazing. That is just completely amazing to me.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if somebody listening to this doesn't even want to do part three, I mean, for $2 a day, basically, if you want one person to submit you an article a day, it's going to cost you, what, $2 a day? And if you're in a hot niche or even a mildly lukewarm niche, you should be able to make that back, right? So
definitely.
A couple sales a month, you know, and then you can have her do two articles a day, and three, you can just ramp up this whole process, you know. I think a key thing is so important is the information that you're giving them. I'm wondering if we can talk you into maybe doing a little video or something for the folks. I just know how you go in and post Odesk and stuff. And
yeah, we could probably swing that.
That'd be cool. And just maybe, you know, even a notepad file, just kind of the little topics like you said, so they can remember that what we need to do is, you know, be real specific, offer a sample, match the cover letter with their sample, so on and so forth. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Cool. Anything you want to add to your method, or do you have any other methods that you've used, or are you strictly using your Odesk?
No, really, that's been my main method. And it's, you know, it's worked so well. I tried it, you know, once last year, and it's worked so great that anytime I need anything, that's where I go.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So are we ready to transition to the way that I do it, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, my way is a lot different than yours, and you're probably, I have to give you props, man. You know, I think there's a lot of benefits to the way that you do it, and especially for somebody just starting out. I am not so much concerned at the dollars per article as running a hands-off, hands-free business, or me being involved in it as little as possible. So that's my thinking. Like, well, I'll just go ahead and get into it. The basic way that I like to hire people is by being part of a forum where other internet marketers and service providers hang out and getting to know these people a little bit. And if you don't know them really well, you can find out really fast by how many posts they've made and looking at their prior posts and such. I like to hire people from basically two forums. One will be available to everybody, and that's called the Warrior Forum. Probably a lot of folks have heard of the Warrior Forum. I don't know if a lot of folks know or not, but there's a section in the Warrior Forum called Warriors for Hire. And at any time, I was just looking in there this morning. Let me give you a couple ideas in there. There's a fella in there that will do a blog installation for you, a WordPress blog installation, complete with all the pages that you need, a little bit of content, not a lot. Guess how much this guy will do a blog install for?
Well, for my last blog install and setup, I paid $500.
Holy crap. Well, you must have a lot done to it.
He covered everything for me.
Yeah.
So
apparently you didn't find that guy at Odesk, huh?
Nope, that was a guy I know that I knew he did good work. I know him personally.
I got you. But well, and there's probably a lot of difference from what this guy is offering to what you got. This is a basic plain Jane vanilla install your blog, $25.
Oh my gosh.
And he's already got people on there, you know, posting, and he's got, you know, I think several hundred posts. I might be getting confused with another one, but you know, it's real easy to go and look at these guys' posts. And one of the things that I do is I'm kind of like you. I kind of go with a gut instinct too, but I like to work with people that have a good attitude and an attitude that's not like the universe is out to get me. You know, all the universe is a scam. You know, I don't like working with people like that because, and I may be wrong in some cases, but I truly feel that if you have that worldview that there's something internally in you at that point in your life to where that you might scam somebody. And I don't, yeah, you know, so I'm getting kind of personal here, but you know, I like to hire folks that have pretty much a positive world outlook. And it's real easy to tell from posts and how they respond to things if they have a positive world outlook or not, to me. But that's one of the things I look for, because I've only been taken one time. I probably pretty much give everybody the benefit of the doubt. But I've done really well by just looking at their posts and seeing what kind of world outlook they have. Are they nice people or are they mean people? And I know that's kind of a real gut level instinct, but it's worked out really well for me.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So if I was looking to hire a blog install guy, I'm kind of like you. First thing, I want to see some samples of what this guy's done. And then I want to take a look at what kind of reputation he's got on the forum. If I haven't been involved with the Warrior Forum, if I don't know him, you know, then I can go and it's easy to look at. If you look at their name on the forum, you can see all the posts. You can see all the kind of the posts that they've responded to and such, and kind of get a feel for who the person is.
Yeah.
Now, so what you can do is private message them. And I usually do like you. I'm very, very specific in what I want. And I also like to throw in there a little deadline kind of thing. So if I'm asking this guy for examples of his blog installs, I might say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about hiring you. I'd like to see some samples. And if at all possible, I'd like to see those by Wednesday at noon. And the reason I do that is because if they can't meet deadlines or they won't even respond to me, then more than likely they're not going to work out well for me.
Yeah, I'm actually glad you said that. Throughout my hiring process, I found deadlines are almost a must.
Right.
Or if you leave projects open-ended, then you know it becomes such a headache.
That's a good point. Your job will take as long on the job as you give them a deadline, typically. If you say I need 10 articles by next week, you'll be lucky if they're it's just like when you're a kid, you wait till the last night to do your homework, right? So
exactly.
You'll be lucky if there'll be strain to get them in. But if you say I need 10 articles, you know, I give them a reasonable amount of time to do it, but I need 10 articles within the next 3 days, can you do that for me? Most of the time they'll be able to get it done. But yeah, the amount of time it takes to do a job will expand to meet your deadline almost all the time. But forums is an awesome way to go about it. And it's how I hire almost all of my folks. I also go on and hire folks from a Wealthy Affiliate Forum. Now, Wealthy Affiliate is a paid forum, and there's a world of difference between the people on a paid forum, in my mind, and then a free forum. And it's a lot easier for me to find quality people at Wealthy Affiliate, actually, than there is Warrior Forum. But that's been my experience. Actually, on Warrior Forum right now, too, there's a fella. It looks like he's pretty experienced, and he shows lots of examples. He'll build you a content website with, I think it was either 5 or 10 articles already started on there for $57.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, what's great about that is if you're an AdWords marketer and you want to do an AdWords campaign, you almost have to build content site before you can even advertise on AdWords anymore. So this is a great way to say, hey, here's what I need. You know, you've got to be exactly specific. It's got to be SEO optimized. I want it on this topic. I want these type of articles. You know, and he puts it together for you for $57, right? So can you find two other people that might buy that website for $25 a piece? You know, it's not going to be hard, and you can probably make a profit off of it. You know, once you got the site, you just have all the files, you upload the files, you be completely honest, say, hey, you know, I had this guy design me this website, and to defer my costs, I would like to sell the same site to you for like $50. You know, if you're just planning on using it for AdWords or whatever, but you can easily sell that site to somebody else. Not the same site, but the files.
Yeah.
So, and if you're, and I know this is probably a lot of the people listening to this, if you're a person that still does not have a website up or still does not have a blog up, you've got to get in the real estate craze now. It's just like real estate property. I mean, I don't even hardly care if you make any sales or not. If you can get your site listed in the search engines with some type of content and some type of traffic there, you can sell that site later on down the road, whether it be 6 months, a year, or 2 years, for a lot more than you paid for it. It's like owning property right now. Now we're kind of getting off the side, the kit and caboodle, the sidetrack there, but
it's a good side note.
My preferred person to hire is an American person with kids or a dad trying to supplement his income that really needs the work and needs the cash. Right now, I've got a wonderful article writer, and I pay her $15 an article. She's a Southern girl. She's got a couple kids, and she writes me 20 articles a week. So that costs me $300 a week, which, you know, you might think that's expensive. But it's, what's great is I never have to worry about the articles being on time. I automatically PayPal her the money every single week. The articles are done. She zips them up in a file. She also submits them for me. So I'm getting a little, she has all the keyword research and she submits them. So that's what I'm getting a little bit, you know, extra for my money. And it works out beautifully. It's hands off. Yes, it's more expensive, but it's completely hands off for me. And I found her just the same way doing it. I made a little post and said I was looking for some folks to be a long-term article writer for me. Had to have a sense of humor. you know, that's what makes her articles great, is because she puts emotion into her articles and they're light and they're airy. I could easily, and I don't do it, but I could easily take your little article packs and sell those out as PLR, or sell those off if, you know, that was a big, huge amount of money to pay for somebody to start out with. I would highly recommend for somebody to start out like you do, and until they get their income built up, because it can't be hard. But every person's going to run into either they have more time than money or more money than time. And right now, I mean, I'm thank goodness and bless my lucky stars that I have more money than time. So, everything I try to do is kind of make sure that I'm not using my time up, and I'd much rather spend that $15 an article to get the keyword research, the submission and everything. And it pays, it pays for itself.
Yeah, that's good. That your system, I mean, they're two, pretty much the complete opposite.
Right.
They're both, I mean, they're both great ways, definitely.
The other preferred method is I like to hire a management company. Just to give you an idea, my customer service is done by a management company out of the Philippines. The guy that actually runs it is an American fella that actually moved to the Philippines to run this company for him. Plus, he's a six-figure and seven-figure marketer on his own, with folks just doing everything for him. But it's out of the Philippines. And for my customer service, I hire a, just like you said, she's a college graduate. She used to be an English tutor. So that's how well she knows English. And she handles all my customer service for me, with the exception of my bum marketing folks. She is awesome. And the cool thing about the company is, now it costs me more, but what happens is the company supervises her. And if she is sick, there is a backup person trained to come in and take care of my customer service that day. And they call them relievers. And it works out great. So I get this little email from my project manager saying, hey, Reggie's sick today, and this other person's going to be taking care of everything for you. If you have any special needs, let me know. So it works out just awesome. Also, if Reggie were to quit or what have you, they have a backup person already set up. Because one of the things that you can't have is you can't have your customer service not getting answered, you know. So it's well worth it for me. Now, I pay roughly $1,200 a month for her, which is really expensive to hire a Philippines person. You could probably go to Odesk and find the same thing, but you're going to have to manage that person.
Yeah, the peace of mind that you get is definitely worth the $1,200 a month.
Right, and she's 40 hours a week. She works the hours that I work. She's always on Skype. It's amazing. When I Skype her, it doesn't like ring like, you know, five times and she gets back to me. It's like one ring, two ring. Hello, sir. How are you? It's amazing, you know, because it's like, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning there, but they make them work the hours that we work. So it's really awesome. Now, the cool thing is you don't have to hire somebody out for 40 hours a week. You can hire them for 20 hours a week or 10 hours a week or 5 hours a week. And you don't pay the same amount. So if you wanted an article writer for 5 hours a week, that'd probably cost you about $300 or $400 a month, which is still comparatively cheap. Yes. Especially when you take into part three, which we'll be talking about later. Now, I have my customer service paid for me. I think we've talked about this a little bit. Yeah. I'm immediately, like 3 days after I got her hired in, she was already paying for herself. And I literally get so many emails. I come up with Reggie and I call it the I'm swamped email. And basically, it's an email that says, hey, I've gotten your email. I'm swamped right now. I certainly apologize. Let me make you a special offer to say I'm sorry. And we make them a special offer because we get so many emails. There's something that Reggie just can't answer, and I don't want her to answer. But we give her those emails until I've got a chance to look at them, if I get a chance to look at those. And we make sales every single day that pays for her outsource work. It's awesome. She's free. So, I mean, there's almost any number of ways to pay for these people. Now, I can actually probably hire her out to do outsource for another company or another person if I wanted to. So if I didn't have the $1,200 a month and I didn't figure out how to make her pay for herself, I could probably go to a guy like you or somebody, well, maybe not like you, because you could probably hire her out for a lot cheaper, but somebody else, and basically have them pay my fees or half my fees for me. So that's my other favorite way of doing it. There's a couple companies that do that, and I've never used this one, but agentsofvalue.com is one of the big paid management companies. And you can hire article writers, a full-time web designer, or a part-time web designer, or customer service, so on and so forth. The other one, if everybody on this call promises not to go blasting out and emailing everybody, because I don't want them getting like super, super busy, the one that I use is called virtualassistant.org. That's not an affiliate link or anything. That's just where you find them. I think if you type in virtual assistant on Google, they're the number one site. And he's had all of his outsource people doing the SEO for that. It's pretty amazing. But I have nothing but great things to say about that company, from everything from the initial interview and him finding a person for you and matching you with the right person to just how everything is handled in that company. And again, if you don't have, you know, if you can't hire somebody full time, then you can definitely start off hiring somebody part time. And the beautiful thing of it is it's very, very hands off. So if money is a huge concern, you know, start out with your way. But when the time becomes more of an issue or, you know, what have you, then you might want to look at some managed solutions.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
Yeah, those are my two basic ways: forums, and management companies. And I think between, you know, Odesk, hanging out at the forums, or getting your work at a forum, almost any forum that focuses on internet marketing has a for hire section. I think DigitalPoint and SitePoint do as well. I've kind of found that the scamsters are a little bit more on DigitalPoint and SitePoint, only because they're probably super well known forums. I really like to get it into paid forums or paid services, because scammers aren't typically going to pay the $30 a month or whatever to hang out there just so they can scam people.
Yeah, they'll get, well, that, that's a good point. They don't want to pay. And then on Warrior Forum, I don't know how much you pay attention to them, but they do a really good job of finding the scammers and running them
out. Yeah, they really do. Yeah. You might scam somebody one time, but you're exactly right. That's another reason why, just to do a little bit of research and make sure that the guy doesn't have all kinds of bad comments or anything about stuff that he's done. But I have to say that I've only been really taken one time, and it wasn't for very much money. There's one thing that just came to my mind on either end of this is how we pay. How do we pay people? Do we pay them 50% up front? Do we pay them all up front?
Oh, yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, on Odesk, there's no set thing, so you just kind of set the payment schedule. I am flexible with that. I tell them that my normal payment schedule is every 2 weeks, and so that way I try to keep all my, everybody that's working for me getting paid on the same day, and we pay them on Friday, every other Friday. And, I say, if that's a problem for you, let me know, and we'll try to work something out. But so far, everybody said, that's great. And it's when you pay, you can use your credit card or anything straight to Odesk. Oh, which is another good
thing. Oh, really?
About Odesk. Yeah, that's what I wanted to comment on. Talking to my accountant, with the Philippines, taxes aren't an issue anyway. I guess they don't have an agreement with the U.S. government to where we have to withhold taxes when we hire people in the Philippines. But other countries, many other countries, you do. So if you're going to hire someone directly from a different country, you're going to have a tax liability. But if you hire them through Odesk, you're actually paying Odesk, and Odesk handles all that stuff.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, as far as, the IRS is concerned, your money isn't going to a person. It's going to the company of Odesk, which is a U.S. company.
Gotcha.
So, they handle all that stuff for you. I don't know, a lot of people probably wouldn't even think about that, but it's one of the things that, I always think, I'm always looking at, the tax and legal issues and stuff. And
right.
So, it's just one of the, kind of the smaller benefits that I really like about doing it on Odesk.
Right.
But anyway, you just go in, you enter in, you pay straight from your credit card onto Odesk, and it's simple as that.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. And I don't want to get big on this topic, but we kind of probably need to throw a disclaimer in there. Matt and I both aren't accountants. I have a very good accountant. One of the things you have to be careful of, though, is if you're trying to hire somebody as an independent contractor, there's some rules and laws and so on and so forth. They have to use all their own equipment, which typically the way we're doing this is not a problem. But you can't, if you pay somebody on an hourly basis, you're kind of getting into more of a gray area, because most independent contractors aren't paid on an hourly basis or paid on a per piece basis. So typically you pay per article or per blog or per website, so on, and or per transcription, so on and so forth. So let's talk about one other thing. This is kind of going to go into part three, but a lot of people might be thinking about all this money going out, and part of the whole thing is that you want to, if you're really tight on money, you want to be able to sell this to other marketers. You might think you could probably make a whole business if you find a guy, and I really recommend getting a long term. So if I find a guy that's doing blog installations for me for $25, basically just basic blog installations, and I go out and charge $50 to other folks. If I am managing the whole process and I've gone through the work of finding a guy, whether it be on Odesk or so on, and I am managing, making sure that those people fulfill their commitments that I've made, that is worth the extra money. Yeah. Because, if some people say, well, why should I charge, what if they find out they can get it for less? Well, that's the way all the business world works. You can mow your own lawn, but if you pay somebody else, you're going to pay some more. And I guarantee you the company that you're paying to mow your lawn is not paying his employees what you're paying him, because he's got to pay all their employment. He's going to make sure they get there, so on and so forth. And I think this is a real different mindset for folks when they haven't run a business, and they think, well, gosh, can I really find a guy that writes me an article for $2 an article, and is it justified to charge somebody $8 or $10 an article? Of course it's justified, because you found the guy, you're training the guy, you're making sure that, that the work's getting done, and it's your butt if it doesn't get done, right?
Yeah.
So, definitely. And so, I mean, you're paying the $2 per the article plus your elbow grease and your management skills. So please, if anybody's listening to this feeling bad that they're going to go out and charge somebody $8 or $10 an article for the same article they paid $2 for, don't feel bad about it. That's the way business works. If you're savvy enough to be a guy like Matt and can find a guy, find people to work for you for $2 an article that writes great articles, you've provided immense value to somebody. I would have no problem, Matt, if you said, hey, I got this person to write you, you know, for $6 an article is great. I'd love to pay it if I didn't have to manage it.
Yeah.
So I just don't want people to lose sight of that fact. So in part three, what are we going to be talking about?
Who knows?
Our favorite types of scotch.
Yeah.
But well, in part three, we're going to be talking about how can you get a hungry little crowd of folks that want articles or want you know, blog installations or want graphic design, that basically you can go out and sell the stuff that you've done. So you can basically have all your articles written for free, your blog installations or your website designs or your keyword research for you for free, or your SEO backlinking, all done. You can have somebody in there working for you 8 hours a day, you know, building links to your pages, all done for free. So we're going to show you how to get the co-op partners in part three. That's what it's all going to be about.
All right. I think it all comes together.
Because this is a wonderful, wonderful world we're living in right now, I believe.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Just leave it at that there. Catch you on part three.
Yep. See you guys later.
See you guys.
All right. Bye.